set my bag in just so that the iPad can be propped up properly. Whoop, whoop. Knock this bike over. This is a pretty sweet bike. I should get a fucking bike. Now. Okay, these cables are a mess. Okay, this one gets plugged in here. This iPad gets set around here. Whoop, whoop. And figure out where my phone just drops to. There it is. Get it. I'm going to go to the gas station and get a drink. Yes. That's... Yes. I've got my backup pair of sunglasses. This is it. This is the last... This is the final pair of... Well, no, okay, so I've got two pairs of sunglasses now. I've got these ones, which I forget. I got these for, like, nothing at some fucking store in the mall or something. Gas station. I don't know where I got these things. But they're a little too small. And then I have a pair of sunglasses that are also color blindness correcting, which I'll wear in a pinch, but sometimes those are weird. Also, those are, like, weirdly expensive, and it seems weird to be wearing them on the daily. I don't know. I need sunglasses. I need to fucking restock. I need at least two more pairs of sunglasses. I want a pair that is a little out, like, a little wild, a little something. And I want a pair that is a little more normal, like a pair of Oakley frog skins, you know, it's like some classics. And I should probably speak about it. I think I have a couple pairs of sunglasses that can be repaired, and I should really probably try to do that too. Yeah, Rides of Iron, huh? Yeah, I don't know. I played some last night, and I've only played the first story mission so far. I have so many quests and so much shit in that game. I'm not even sure if I can do some of those quests anymore, because I have quests for the racing shit. And I'm pretty sure you can't do the race. They took that out, right? The racing stuff is like a temporary event or whatever, right? And then I also have some stuff from, like, where you need to wear masks and complete quests, like, wear a mask and jump off the tower, or wear a mask and loot engrams, or, you know, like, I'm not sure that I can do any of that anymore. I don't know, and I had, like, 30 fucking boxes in my inventory that all have some kind of fucking glow armor in them that are all, like, 3 points each. So, like, built for infusing or whatever, and I don't... I don't know what the fuck any of that shit is. But I opened most of them, and now I have fucking Taken-style ghostly see-through legs. But that's it. And it doesn't seem like there's a way to get more of those, is there? I mean, like if I want a full set of fucking ghost armor, I just need to fucking luck out and get it, right? In whatever boxes I have remaining. Oh, you can buy more boxes? Oh, I can buy more boxes. Sweet. Yeah, fuck that. I'm up to about 320 light after playing through that first story mission and playing some multiplayer to get some legendary marks so that I can infuse some shit. And I bought like a 350, a set of 350 legs from Dead Orbit. But when I first loaded that game up, I fucking had no, like, recollection of what the fuck any of that stuff was, or what I should even be doing, or any of that stuff, and it felt like every other MMO, or it felt like an MMO, which Destiny is clearly not, where, like, you step away from it, and then you come back, and you're like, oh, there's a bunch of, like, remnants from some fucking holiday event, and I have all these items that say not active, and all this other fucking bullshit. And it just... And the story, yeah, exactly. It's like, we can't let him get in the temple! Okay. Kill the guy that's an upgraded version of the very first strike boss. Great, yes, that's... Like, maybe don't launch the first story mission with, hey, fight this enemy that was in the very first Destiny thing you did. Even if you're redesigning it. Like, that didn't feel like a cool, like, oh man, this fucking big floating ball is back. Instead it was like, oh, they're just starting off with the recycling stuff, huh? Okay, great, great, great. They need to wait another year before they do stuff like that, I think. Before you can, like, have nostalgia for the fucking floating strike boss. But hey, I guess it worked for the Taken King, right? Or did it? Really wonder what next year's Destiny will be like. If that's going to be their big, full fucking, alright, we're pushing the button, we're getting this where it needs to be finally. Last couple years have been stopgaps designed to give us time to fucking make this game, and here's this game. Like, what is that going to be? But I don't know, like, I didn't hate what I played either. I got in there and shot at some stuff, and I was like, this still seems okay. So, I'm going to go in this gas station and figure something out about myself. I'm going to learn some things. Like, can I even do the... I mean, I guess, it, like, probably not, right? But the... They added that book shit for... Like, you know, fucking... Solidify Your Legend, whatever the fuck it was called. And, the one for Taken King now just says, event not active. And I guess that means that, like, you just, like I should just throw that fucking shit away. Like, I got some armor shader or something out of it. Because I had completed a couple of them, but... I don't know, I'm of two minds on this, on stuff like that. Like, for, like, live games where you're paying a subscription fee, I think it makes a lot of sense to have timed events, right? Because you've got players that are paying a subscription, and there's, like, an expectation of a flow of new content, and it makes sense for that content to kind of flow in and out, because you've got people that are there the whole time, and because they're paying on a regular basis, ideally they are playing on a regular basis. With something like Destiny... To come back to it months later and go like, oh, they're like, yeah, I can see bits and pieces of this content that they like, this game that's already kind of thin on content in some weird ways, and I can see some remnants of like, oh, there was some shit to do here. You can't do it anymore, but boy, you should have done that. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, even if it's giving you gear that is not relevant for the third year of the game, like, it doesn't seem like there's much harm in just kind of letting people fucking take their time and bust that shit out, right? Or bring it back, or put it on some kind of rotation where, like, oh, maybe one of the quests you need to do this is only going to show up in the daily, like, once a month, or, you know. Like, I didn't like the racing stuff at all. I thought it was pretty bad, but I don't know. I guess, like, I would say just, like, hey, leave it in the game. If people want to do it, let them do it. Especially now that they have private match, like, they should actually just bring that back as a private match, so if, hey, you know, maybe the public multiplayer will be dead for this because who wants to do this stupid, like, racing thing? But hey, if you have four friends and you want to do a private match of the racing stuff, I guess go for it. I guess dig it, man. I guess go have a good time with that. I don't know. It just... The idea of, like, time-limited rewards and stuff like that in that game, it still just doesn't... Like, it doesn't sit well with me in a game that seems like it needs more stuff for everyone, not just stuff for people who are sticking with it during the downtime of, like, you know, the time between expansions. And some of it's got to be seasonal or whatever, but, like, I don't know. I get the idea of seasonal stuff, but then to log back into my account and have it be like, oh, here's a crumpled up mask that was ruined. I'm like, oh, right, if I wanted the masks to be real, I had to complete a bunch of fucking bullshit quests, huh? Oh, well. I guess I have one mask that doesn't have any stats on it, and then the rest, yeah, I don't know. I also think that they should probably start to let you... redesign the look of your gear. Like, just do a thing of like, hey, any item you've ever held in your inventory, you unlock that style, and you can equip that style separately from the stats. And maybe disable that for multiplayer if that's something that matters there. Like, oh, you've got the helmet that lets you do two melees, and I need to know that because I'm fighting you. But... You know, them adding a bunch of new armor and all this gear, and I'm just like, well, it's actually, I'm only getting this gear until I get, like, a 350 or higher helmet, because I'm going to infuse that into my exotic helmet, because that helmet is better than all these helmets if I can get the stats up, and I've got enough other exotics to get my shards. And now I'm sitting here going, like, should I level up my, like, year one exotics that I never leveled up? Because does that mean if I disassemble them, I get two shards instead of one? I don't know. But yeah, yes. Yeah, at least there are full infusions now. Like, the fucking math of infusing when they first rolled that out was kind of bad. I bought Gears of War flavored soda. A Gears of War energy drink here. This can art was drawn by Hydro 74. Ooh. It's a sick skull with a skull on its forehead. Apparently, if I enter the code on this tab, I will get some kind of in-game reward. I just wanted a Rockstar punch to just ended up being a way for me to also get sick fucking Gears skins. Skulls on skulls on skulls. Do I get like a fucking in-game can of Rockstar that has a chainsaw attached to it? So that'd be a weapon skin I could get behind. If it's just like, here's a gigantic energy drink can with a chainsaw on the bottom of it. It's just a skin and model for the Lancer or whatever, but
Who
There is so much fucking traffic here. Man. Am I able to play the PC version of Forza? Yes. Yeah, I played a little bit of it last night. It pops up and says, like, it wants an NVIDIA driver that's not out yet. And it actually notifies you of that when you launch it, which I thought was kind of neat. It was like, hey, you don't meet the minimum requirements of video card driver, version number, this. So I'm not going to really, you know, judge its performance just yet, I guess. That said, runs pretty fucking good. Looks real fucking nice. It recommended medium on my machine. And it's got a, you know, it'll display frames per second. It's got a counter that'll display, and driver just came out? Okay, cool. It was not out last night, so. I'll try that today, tonight. But yeah, it looks great. When I turned it up to ultra, it was running at like 50, it was like 40 to 50 frames a second most of the time. In extreme off-roading, it dropped below that. That's like 25, was it? 2560 by 1600. And, yeah, set to that resolution, set to ultra with a 980 and with that, what is that, that 2500K or whatever. It did not run great, so. Turned on a medium, but sticking at the full resolution of that monitor, it was mostly at 60. Also, it defaults to 30. I mean, you can turn it to 60, so of course I turned it to 60. And it's got like a dynamic, like that's the medium and all other stuff. Like it's like a dynamic setting thing. You can go into advanced and turn off the dynamic stuff and set it how you want. I was just fucking around with it for 10 minutes or so before bed last night because it took a while to download. So, does it go above 60? No, it went 30, 60, and those were the only two options on the slider. Oh, if you turn off VSync. Okay, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I did, in fact, have VSync on, so 30 and 60 would, of course, be the only options there. Persona 5, it's out next year. I'll maybe look at it next year, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I'll turn off VSync and fuck around with it some more. Well, whatever. I'll install that driver and actually really start putting it through its paces tonight, I guess. Not to even know. That's I don't read Japanese. Like, downloading the Japanese version of Persona 5 would be a waste of time. I gotta buy my new PC parts. I gotta buy my new PC. I gotta put that thing together. I gotta get that going. That's gotta happen. Kind of thinking about buying a Vive.
Bottled up in your high society. get with your program. 100 smoke corners on my front back program. Get a liquor to make your whole life a thriller. Make you wanna shake the nerve that can ride with a killer. Hot as falls out of the post. No need to be discreet. I swing the fuck out this bitch. Put my bumper touch the street. On the switches and I'm working. Jerking. Got your niggas working. Jack the ass up and down. So my back wheels is chirping. You need to be with me, bitch. You're too fucking Bombay to be on the show with a nigga with a Hyundai. I take you through my neighborhood raised with prime days. No Jabos, no face. Just packs and fresh brains. And all my friends is niggas that know what ends is. In high top shots, pushing B12 Benzes. With hoochie hoes, groupie hoes. You know those with a gang of money. Low loads of penitentiary photos. So shake them now. No need to wait nor debate and slam the door.
It'd just be fun to do some more rec room stuff on my own time. I mean, I guess like the vibe at the office is not in constant use. We only really use it for rodeo stuff. It's not really getting a lot of use outside of that. So maybe I should just take that stuff home and mess around with it, and then bring it back in when it's time to record. Might actually be a better way to do things.
Take a hit, you Liz. But when you hit it, help, you got the pump up ears. Now I hear you giggling, but all I wanna see is asses wiggling and titties tickling. So what you wanna do? Don't go chasing waterfalls, stick to the mix of all she used to. Go ahead and take a big lick, cause girls look so good on the end of my dick. That's right, is it tight? I know you ain't a dyke, but tell me, nigga, do you like?
Do you like Negro? Criminals, individuals.
There's just this, I mean, this is on satellite radio, and there's just a station called Korea Today. And, like, they never say the name of the song and artist like every other station. It just says, like, Travel Bug right now, and they just have, like, different show names, but I don't know, when you say Travel Bug, I would think it would be like, oh, this is a show about going places, but no, it just... Every show seems to just be them playing music. It possibly can't display the characters. That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good point, I guess. But all that stuff translates. I don't think satellite radio is being played in Korea, so, I mean, they could render those in more familiar characters, right? That's always an option. Another Korean classic.
The rules of the world. Live my life raw, cause I never liked the law. Wear top tens on my ass, new jeans. Selling big games and tip for tat to the fiends. Got much dollars, but I never break a sweat. Trying to move out, my box saying bad. You got my back and I got yours. What time is it? Turn down the door.
Oh shit, the latest from Shy Glizzy.
Make a brother beg for it. Give me TLC, cause you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House. Trying to make a son of lights out. Can't bang with my campaign. Let me do the damn thing. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? I'm the sauna, jacuzzi. In the back row at the movies. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me, yeah, just fool me. I'm hanging in the middle with a bomb. The roast fellas on the still seat. Eating fresh fruit. Sweet your woman right off of a beat. I wanna lick you from your...
Ludacris wants you to know that he's eating fresh fruit.
Move from the bed down to the town to the city flow. And I wanna...
I think this song might be about fucking.
I wanna get you in the back seat, windows up. That's the way you like to fuck. Clogged up, fog alert. Rip the pants and rip the shirt. Rough sex, make it hurt. In the garden, I'll in the dirt. Roll around, run around. That's the way that I like it. Twerk, snake, jerk. Overwork, underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun, I rep in the shade. On the top of my Escalade. Maybe your girl in my freaking trade. Tag team, off the road. On the ocean or in the boat. Factories are on unexposed. What about up in the candy store? That chocolate shot can make you melt. Whip the chain, handcuffs. Smack a little booty up with my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I get my fang. Horseback and I get my rain. Full feature, let me get my rain. Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the city flow. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, lick, no one but your fancy.
Let us know where you're listening from. Hashtag Ultra SXM.
It's my car. I'm in my car. Because that's where everyone listens to satellite radio. Drug ghost.
Yeah. road, come around the corner, and there's a bridge, and fucking big snake comes crossing over the dirt road, and I'm like, fuck, and I go lock up all fours, and then I realize I'm going to lock up and come to a stop on the snake or in front of the snake, so I changed my mind and fucking let go of the, like, hammer down again. My feet went up, and my brother's feet went up, because we both saw it, because it was gigantic, and I think because it was a four-wheeler, it ran over it and gave it no room to do anything. So it died, and we went back and grabbed it, and fucking, like, had it around this, drove it back up to the camp, like, look what we fucking killed! Right. Turned out to be a yellow-bellied black snake, which is, like, a really poisonous snake, and we were, like, 4 hours away from any sort of hospital, which means... if it did bite either one of us, we were fucking dead.
And helping your argument, had you hit a bear on a motorcycle, you would have died.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. Because, yeah, if I was like, whoa, slow down, there's a fucking bear. Like, bullshit.
You
just like die.
An idiot to hit a bear.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It was coming right for me, though. Just like,
well, we hit deer all the time in cars.
They're stupid. Don't they jump in front of the car?
Yeah, they do. That is true.
But I hear bears are the dumbest.
Really?
Yeah, that's what's dumb.
Thank you.
I got what I needed.
It is Hot Dog, the movie, filmed there on the slopes. And apparently you can see the camera crew quite a few times in people's helmets going down the hill. But have you hot dogged it yet?
What? Sounds like bad, like this sounds like really perfect wrestling pay-per-view theme song type music. Facing an opponent like the Viper Randy Orton this Sunday Survivor Series. And we want to thank Thousand Foot Crutch for providing one of the theme songs for this Sunday's pay-per-view.
Change the sound of rock. SiriusXM spotlights the 25th anniversary of Nirvana's Nevermind. The Nevermind 25th anniversary radio show with host Jenny Elskew and David Frick.
That whole slacker thing totally didn't apply to us musically.
Tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
The Nevermind 25th anniversary radio show.
I'm with you on Channel 34.
Very dramatic hitting of the brakes I had to do right there.
Taking over SiriusXM Liquid Metal. This is the loneliness, the long distance runner by Iron Maiden. And I'm playing this because it's my dad's favorite Iron Maiden song. And he would always tell me about how he would run the Baltimore Marathon while listening to it. This is the loneliness, the long distance runner by Iron Maiden.
Yeah. Thanks, young Tyler.
This is Aussie News.
An Australian man, an entrepreneur, has patented something called the Hamp Dog.
Oh, yeah, I saw a photo of this.
Combining
might
all,
be too much for me.
All the best elements.
Becky, get your ass in my brooklyn. I love that challenge in the streets. And when you pull, you can't sleep. Ask me my brooklyn. Where every day you got the light and the
God.
Hey, yo, you might see Kim in designer underwear and I'm reclining at the chair. My mind is everywhere now. But I've been whipped. The mic stop
is sick. This song is fucking awful. I just the fucking worst. I will defend Mace up to a point. But when it comes to fucking his bits on this track, everything anyone ever said about Mace, I just go, yeah, no. He's terrible. He's terrible. Camera, all these. Awful.
To me,
on Soul Town.
Still playing Garth Brooks on this Garth Brooks channel.
Goodbye to her good time and then, yeah.
enough I do, baby. Sure enough I do. Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime. And then crazy Cindy leans over because she was a few girls ahead of me and she goes, stick your fingers in your butt. And I went, what?
And it worked.
And it worked because I was like, no. I said, no, no. And she went down on her pants and she pulled her pants. And when she went up to the nun smelled her fingers and went, oh. And so,
wasn't those kind of nuns? Oh my God! So that's the kind of nun I'm used to. Okay, so hold on. So you're in this. So when did you see your aunt at all when you were a child?
I did see her, but what happened was that I didn't find out till years later from therapy is that I was a strong kid prior to all this trauma because I.
Motherfucker going in. This lane I'm in is closed. All right, let's wait. Right lane closed ahead. I mean, I can't. I gotta go. Wait. Finally, some good music. Please help me. They won't let me out. You have to save me.
Can't stop the feeling from Kid Spot 33. Check it out.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home.
Kid Spot 33. Yeah. I mean, the original version of the song is great and all, don't get me wrong, but this is now the new, definitive version of this track.
Yellow makes yellow.
Brown too if I have to listen to much more of this.
Good.
Good. Do you have any questions for us?
I was wondering what kind of celebrity would you like to play in a TV show?
Oh, that's really hard. Like if you could have any, you mean if we could have any celebrity guest star on Casey Undercover?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What do you guys think?
Oh, goodness.
I'm trying to buy some time with my thinking. Well, first, will you tell me which celebrity you would like to see on Casey Undercover, and then maybe it'll give us some ideas.
I like to see Shawn Mendes.
Beyonce.
You know, hey, that's Malia Obama.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
That's a good one.
Mitchell.
There's Titus Burgess is one of my friends, so I feel like he'd be really funny on Casey, and Tina Fey, some funny ladies. I don't know. There's a lot of great people that could be on the show, I think. And we've also had some amazing.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, sorry for that really long answer. Do you have any...
According to resumes, most people don't have the right experience.
We started using
finals against Cousy. Wilt and Russell at three, the guy with all the stats on a lesser team. Against...
We compete every day, trying to bring the best out of each other, so we get a healthy stable.
Kerry Walsh Jennings in particular, in which...
...can also be used in your RV, car, boat, and...
More of that, please.
Here's Jason Davis.
But it used to be, I would have to tell you that I'd have to give them, I'd have to give them more respect. They'll be, they're going to do a hell of a lot better than I give them credit for. I beg.
In Oakland, and then when he went to Philly, they wanted him to play as a press corner, more in the middle of the field, and he just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's weird. Quarterbacks seem to come up, like, every couple months. There's,
the defensive side of the football. Because it seems like it's starting to be a snowball effect, and they're not going to be able to take themselves out of this hole.
1-800-500-9481. 1-800-500. Chip Ganassi, but again, you got that car system going to be blocking their way and stuff like that.
Meanwhile, the hockey station is just fucking ripping. Like, yeah, we could talk about sports, but instead, how about we just fucking... fuck it up a little bit. Ow!
Welcome back to NH Show. Thank all of our guests on the show so far. Sportsnet just joining us. Of course, Babcock, John Kerr, Kane, Matt Duchene from the game last night. Today we will have Paul Campbell and Chris.
So alive since I'm sitting about 140.
Hold on one second. What girls do?
Well, now we're too far in here. Tastes like sweet Gears of War 4 skins. What type of sick Gears skin do I got? I don't actually know. I mean, does it matter? They're skins! Looks like Riggs has gone gold. Motorcycle, I'd be through the tunnel already. Well, we're here in this tunnel, just doing tunnel things.
This is your Wednesday night. It's in 1 week. Amateur night before the regular show, so I went up and did my 6 minutes and then went upstairs and sat in the balcony because I would always stay and watch the regular show, and Stephen Wright came up on the balcony and found
you.
We have emerged from the tunnel. Alive. Revitalized. Listening to Michelle Branch. Ah, hip hop. Hip hop on the radio. It's the best part of this song. It's the secret best part. Is this little bit in the background where the guy goes, oh, huh. Like, he's so into it. You go, woo, boy.
Word to your mother.
Under Pressure, what is that? Never heard of it. Is that some song that rips Ice Ice Baby off or something? Like, did they not clear the sample and then think that no one was going to figure out that it was that song? Like, that was the part about that whole thing that was the craziest in the fucking world. It's like... So much of hip-hop was about sampling songs. And, like, the idea that, like, when, like, the idea that someone would confront him and be like, hey, this is that Queen song with the David Bowie. Like, A, that would be, you'd be like, well, fucking, it's hip-hop, fuck you. Like, the actual answer should have been, fuck you, this is hip-hop. We're doing a thing. But then the idea that he would be like, no, it's no, what? No, that's a different, there's a dun, 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 this whole different thing. Like, fucking, what? Why would you defend against that? And I'll just be like, oh yeah, no, that's, like, did the sample not get cleared and they were trying to be fucking mysterious about it? Because if so, fucking chop it up a little more next time. I like hit music, like this. Yeah. This is good. I should probably turn this up louder, because that would make it better, right? I just think of Guy Fieri whenever a Smash Mouth song is on now. Like, they've merged in my mind. It is now just one entity. Smash Mouth, the band, and Guy Fieri. It is just one thing. They occupy the exact same spot in my mind. It shouldn't be this way, but that's what the modern internet has done.
want to listen to the 90s online on Sirius XM.
Fuck off. I live in a constant fear of maybe running into Guy Fieri, because he's from where I live. He's from the same county, the same area, I guess. Like, I think there was a shitty small chain of restaurants called Johnny Garlic's around there that I think was his. I think he just, like, sold his interest or closed down or what, a bit of both. And I never wanted to go to that restaurant ever, and I didn't even know. It was, you know, it opened before, like, I think he was a fucking famous entity. And then finding out later, like, oh, the fucking weird, creepy guy from TV owns the fucking garlic restaurant. Like, all right, yeah, that makes sense. And then at some point he just became Smash Mouth. I don't know. I think it's over the last year or so when people started photoshopping different pictures and you know, having pictures of Smash Mouth and that guy together. Like, at some point there was just enough of that and it made too much sense and looked too perfect. And you were just like, no, yeah, I totally believe that these are all, this is one person. Smash Mouth the person, Guy Fieri the person. Oh, he also does Tex Wasabi's, is also that fucking guy's place? Of course. Gross. Be on that cruise. If they put their fucking heads together and said, we got this Smash Mouth Guy Fieri fucking booze cruise. Like, who else is on that tour? Nickelback. I feel like Nickelback could run its own tour. Sugar Ray, I could see that. Yeah, I think 311 also has its own cruise already. Yeah, Jose Canseco. There you go. Yep. But it's Jose Canseco doing stand-up comedy. A stand-up comedy set from former Oakland A, one of the Bash Brothers himself, Jose Canseco. A rare comedy appearance. And he gets up there with, like, very little plan other than I'm Jose Canseco. That's his act. Crazy town. Yeah, I mean, sure. Sure, crazy town. Get that one guy to stop fucking shooting up long enough to play the set. Are they clean? Is Shifty Shell Shock clean now? What's the status? Anybody cosplaying as Shrek on the boat gets thrown overboard. Sublime, yes, yes. The remaining members of Sublime, whatever they called their the Long Beach dub all-stars. Where's Kid Rock fit in the equation? Kid Rock is too big for this cruise. How about the Squirrel Nut Zippers? They had that one song. Like, that type of one-hit wonder from around the era. Here, I'm gonna go. So, you know, have a fantabulous Wednesday. I'll see you later.